EPA employees are feeling the impact from the government reorganization and fiscal 2018 budget crunch. Employees are facing the decision about whether to stay and hope for the best or take the buyout and jump ship. One union negotiator has some advice. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more.
The Environmental Protection Agency is facing a 31% budget cut from 2017 and a proposed cut to its payroll by roughly 3,800 positions. Earlier this month, the agency told employees that about 30% of those positions are being targeted for early retirements and buyouts. Gary Morton is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3631, and he's also AFGE's lead negotiator for VeriVSIP. Morton arrived at EPA in the early 1990s, and he's been through several buyouts, as well as sequestration and the 2013 government shutdown. He says for this round of buyouts and early retirements, the sentiments are a bit different.
I think the feeling this time is that with the budget downsizing and the thoughts of the current administration against, you know, the agency, and, you know, when they talk about cutting 3,000 employees, a sense of urgency now, for lack of a better term, I hate to say this, like, get out if you can.
Morton called that 31% budget cut astounding. And while he was able to share some buyout details specific to his region, because the negotiation process is still going on, he could not get into certain aspects of the program or share much about other regions. Morton is part of Region 3, which is based in Philadelphia and covers the Mid-Atlantic. Past VeriVSIPs targeted low and high-level GS levels together, but this time around, at least for his region, Morton says GS levels 12, 13, and 14 employees will be eligible for buyouts and early retirement.
IT coordinators, I mean IT security people, also environmental scientists below the grade of 12 will not be eligible to take the VeriVSIP, the early buyout. I've heard the eligibility numbers were not as high as my region. My region's over ceiling, Region 3, meaning we have more employees than we have payroll, right? So as a result, you know, we have 200-something people eligible.
Morton said all the regions are in communication as the agency waits to see what happens. But employees in any EPA region considering taking a VeriVSIP offer should make sure to have their retirement or separation checklists completed and turn it in as soon as possible so that any errors can be corrected and there's no delay in processing the application. Some employers are already thinking beyond the VeriVSIP offers as the agency heads into budget negotiations.
I think back to when I was leaving college and having a job and you want to have a career and a future and you think you're with a good agency, and yet now you hear that the president in his budget wants to, well, first of all, there's amendments in Congress to abolish the EPA. So how do you think an employee feels when Congress and representatives are writing bills to abolish the EPA? Now, we know that's not going to happen, but in what form will be left? People don't know what type of EPA will be left after this administration, for lack of a better term, gets through with it.
Now the problem with the VeriVSIP, says Morton, is that not everyone eligible takes the offer. And factoring in the upcoming budget, the reductions in force that are supposedly off the table could come back into play.
I'm not leaving. There are other people who aren't leaving. Some might take it. So the agency will have to evaluate its numbers after the VeriVSIP. And you have to add in the variable of the what type of budget will we have. You're really rolling the dice. Like, some people might leave because they don't want to be furloughed, or the uncertainty of a government shutdown. 22 days last time we went where we were shut down. Some people can't afford to miss a paycheck.
Morton also warned of a lasting effect on employee morale. For example, senior managers and careerists are in some cases being asked to dismantle things they've spent years working on.
I see the passion of the hydrologist, the toxologist. And when you get into the nuts and bolts, they're really protecting the people because we're a human health agency. And, you know, the environment and the health kind of go hand in hand. I can tell. I mean, they love EPA. They love the work they're doing. But they have to follow instructions, if comply with them. I have to answer to a higher power, but I try to save as much as I can. But people need to get paid. And I'll say it. I mean, people are fearful of this administration. People want to save their jobs. I mean, I talk a good game, but I don't want to lose my job.
Information from AFGE shows that the last effective date for employees to leave the agency through the VeriVisit program is scheduled for September 2nd. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Meredith's story at FederalNewsRadio.com.